Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Pei Vav. We are on the end of page Samach Dalet. We're about to turn on to page 128. Siman Reish Pei Vav is Dinei Tfilas Musaf B'Shabbos. We're going to learn the halachos of Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Siv Aleph, Zman Tfilas Musaf Miyor Achar Tfilas HaShachar. As we know, the time to daven musaf is immediately following davening shachris. Ve'ein la'achra yoser mi'atzov sheva shos. But one should not delay musaf after the end of 7 hours of the day. Ve'im hispalol osa achar sheva shos nikra poshea. One who davens musaf after 7 hours of the day, he is called a poshea, he's called negligent. The afal pikein yotzei dechavoso. Even though he's called a poshea, lumaisa, he is yotzei his chiyuv, mipnei shezmana kol hayom. Because really, the zman, officially, of davening musaf is all day. Ideally, it should be before the end of 7 hours. If you daven after that time, you're a poshea, but lumaisa, you are yotzei your chiyuv. V'im shachach v'lo hispalel ad she'ovar kol zmano. If one forgot and did not daven musaf until the whole day ended and it's too late, ein lo tashlumin. There is no tashlumin for tefilas musaf as opposed to other tefilos. V'yesh bo nesias kapayim. There is duchening by musaf. And the Rama says, V'im hispalel osa kodem tefilas shachris yotza. If you daven musaf before shachris, you are yotze. So there are a lot of halachas of musaf that are thrown into the sif. Let's see them all in the Mishabura. The Mishabura begins with Sivkot and Aleph on the very last line of Pei Samach Dalet. We said the Zman of Tfilas Musaf is immediately after Shachris. Kemo Karban Musaf, just like the Karban of the Musaf, Shezmano L'chadchila Achar HaTomid. The Zman of the Karban Musaf is immediately following the Tomid Shal Shachar, and therefore the Iker time of davening Musaf is right after one daven Shachris. Then the Mechaber said one should not delay more than the end of the 7th hour. Says the Mishabur Sivkot and Beis, the Iker Zman HaKrovas HaMusav Hoya L'Chadchila Ad Sof Sheva, because the time of bringing the Karban Musav was L'Chadchila before the end of the 7th hour. Sivkot and Gimel Ein Lo Tashlumen. The Mechaber then told us that Musav does not Tashlumen. Kevan She Nizkar Ba Karban Musav. The reason why Musav does not Tashlumen is because in the Tefillah Musav we mention the Karban Musav. The Karban Musav Ein Lo Tashlumen, and the Karban of the Musav does not Tashlumen. Ma She'en Kein Sha'ari Tefillah Shel Lo Nizkar Bahem Karban Klal Yesh Len Tashlumen. The other Tefillahs, as we know, we do not mention the Karbanas at all. We're just asking for Rachamim and different things in the Shemoneh Esrei, but no mentioning of the Karban, then they have Tashlumen. Kemosha Kasav Simen Kuvches, like we learned earlier in Simen Kuvches. Sivkot and Dalav Yesh Ben Nesias Kapayim, there is Duchening in Musaf. Hainu denosing Kapayim Ben Musaf Kemo B'Shachris. That means to say that we Duchen in Musaf like in Shachris. The Kanal B'Simen Kuvchavtes. Ve'ayin Shom B'Simen Kuvchavches Sif Mem Dalav B'Hago. The Bechom Medinoseinu Einu Hogem Lisa Kapayim B'Shabbos Klal. Look earlier what we learned, that in our countries, the minhag of the Ashkenazim at least, is not to duchen on Shabbos at all. If you look at note number 5, he points out, Ubi Yom Tov Shenosin Kapayim. On Yontif, when we actually do duchen, the Rama writes, Sha'atam Yishum Shekulam Shuyim B'Simchas Yontif. Everyone is happy with Simchas Yontif, and therefore we duchen on Yontif. Masha'inkin B'Shabbos Shetrudim B'Hirhurim Al Mechyosam. Which is not the case on Shabbos, not everyone is so joyous, because there we are torrid with our thoughts about our parnosa. Ve'ulam ha'minog be'eretz Yisrael hu k'mo she'kasav la'el she'nosim kapayim b'chol yom. As we know, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is a daven every day, and therefore it's a duchen every day, and therefore they duchen in Musaf on Shabbos as well. But we in Chutz La'aretz, the Ashkenazim, we do not duchen on Shabbos, we only duchen on Yotif. But what the Mechaber means is that there is nesias kapayim in a place where they duchen on Shabbos or every other day, so there would be duchening by Musaf. Sivkotan hey, the Rama said if you davened Tfilas Musaf before Tfilas Shachris, you are Yotza. The Korban Musaf Zmanu Mitchilas Hayom Ad Ha'erev. The Zman of Musaf is from the beginning of the day till the end of the day. Ela da Osir Lahaktim Shum Korban Lachatchila LaKorban Tomit Shal Shachar Ubediyavid Yotza. It's just Osir to bring any Korban before you brought the Tomit Shal Shachar. So though the Korban Musaf can be brought all day, you're not allowed to bring any Korban before the Korban Shal Shachris, the Tomit Shal Shachar. Therefore, the Iker time for davening Musaf is after you daven Shachris. But again, the Zman is just as early as Shachris, and therefore you could daven Musaf before, and Bidyevit, if you did, you are Yotze. Now, I'd like to point out a couple of very important notes We'll first look at note number 6. Misha magyelo beis akneses kshatzibur omid lahaslil tfilas musaf. A person is running late Shabbos morning, and he comes to shul, the tzibur is about to daven musaf, and he did not yet daven shachris. V'huadayin lo espalo tfilas shachris, Rav Moshe writes in the Gris Moshe and the Minchas Yitzchok, b'shem the Marshag. Sha'olov lehispalel tchilot tfilas shachris. You go in order, even though the tzibur is now about to daven musaf, you daven shachris. Ve'av shemachmas kein yitzorich lehispalel gam tfilas musaf b'yechidus. Even though by you davening shachris, when they're davening musaf, you're going to do everything b'yechidus, and really you could chab musaf with the tzibur and musaf your yotzi even before shachris. Zakra Moshe, don't daven musaf with the tzibur, daven shachris first and musaf afterwards. Me'idach, on the other hand, B'shal Shishuv is Be'er Yitzchak Kosov She Yisbalo Tchila Tfilas Musaf B'Tzibur. He says, Fakert, you should daven Musaf first with the Tzibur. V'acharkach Yisbalo Tfilas Shachars, and afterwards daven Shachars by yourself. Kevan She Tfila B'Tzibur Nechsheves Yosir Mekudeshes Mitfila B'Yechidus. He said that Tfila B'Tzibur has more Kedusha than Tfila B'Yechidus, so chap whatever you can with the Tzibur, daven Musaf first, then you can daven Shachars afterwards. So that again is a machlokas. One other very important note is note number 3. So we said in the Mechaber that you should ideally daven right after Shachris, but really you shouldn't delay it past the end of the 7th hour, but the other you could do it even afterwards, but if you do it after the 7th hour, you're called a Poshea. Note number 3 says, V'hamispalo la'achar shol shviyas shekosav ha'shulchan aruch shenikra Poshea, that which the Mechaber says if you daven after 7 hours of the day, you're called negligent. Rav Yashiv explains, that's only if you were lazy, and that's why you did not daven musaf earlier. But if you had a lengthy davening, kegon b'yom kippur, for example, Yom Kippur, or b'rikudim b'simchas Torah, there was a lot of dancing on Simchas Torah. Shezeh inyan shel kavodat Torah, that is a concept of kavodat Torah. So mutar afilu lechatchila hisacher. On those days, it's even lechatchila to daven musaf after the end of the 7th hour. The Avshe Magia Kfar Zman Mincha, even though now when you're going to start davening Musaf, you already reached the Zman of Mincha, Mutter L'Hispalel Musaf, you're allowed to daven Musaf first, V'Lismuch Al Hashito Shekosav HaShulchan Aruch Lahal, and you can rely on the Shitas that we'll see tomorrow in the Mechaber, Shebetzibur Tomid Makdimit Filas Musaf L'Mincha. Even though, as we'll see tomorrow, a Yochid, if he didn't daven Musaf and Mincha, and it's already Mincha time, he davens Mincha before Musaf, but in the Tzibur, if they didn't daven Musaf and Mincha, you would daven Musaf before Mincha. We'll see more about that tomorrow. But Zakhar V'Yashav, even though you're called a Poshea, if you delay your Musaf till after the 7th hour, that's if it's you're lazy and you have no reason to delay it. But if you're part of a minyan and the Tefillah and Yom Kippur got later, or Simchas Torah, the dancing went later, so Avada, then you're not called a Poshea. Skip one paragraph. Me'idach, on the other hand, Be'elifluv Hamagein Kosav Sha'af B'Yom Kippur B'Tefillah Shachris Lo Ya'arichu B'Piyutim. He says, no, even on Yom Kippur, you should not elongate the Piyutim in davening. And you should daven Musaf earlier. V'hatam shamispalo la'achar shavishos nikra poshea. And the reason that one who davened after 7 hours is called a poshea. V'chem yitiri ha'primigodim shuvah la'hala mavur shegam b'yom kippur ha'misacher la'achar shavishos nikra poshea. Again, the reason is because after 7 hours you're called a poshea, no matter what the reason is. V'gam hanhogas agon ha'shom zavon urbach. Hoysa lamor ala mishmar b'simchas Torah she'yizoru shlo yisacher hazman la'achar shavishos. He would stand guard to make sure the dancing didn't go too long at Simchas Torah, to make sure they daven Musaf before the end of the 7th hour. Umikomokom heishiv l'shoel. But Rosh Hashanah did respond to one who asked, Shem hatzibur maschilin Musaf l'achar shevashos. If that's what the shul is doing, the tzibur is delaying in the davening after the 7th hour, yachid hamamtin l'ispal yimochem mitochin shalom nikra poshea. Then the individual is not called a poshea if he's waiting to daven with the tzibur. But he tried to get the tzibur to move and to daven earlier, but if the tzibur is delayed, then the yochid would not be a poshea to wait for them. Kevin shemash einu mispal ata einza machmas pshia, because that which he's not davening now is not because of a pshia, elokadei l'hispal b'tzibur, and that would be grounds to delay your musaf in order to daven with the tzibur. But ideally, you should get the tzibur to daven earlier. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abbeis, Kol yochid chayev lehispalo tfilas ha-musaf, and every individual is chayev to daven musaf, beinim yesh tzibur ba'ir olo. Whether there's a minyan in town or not, every single person must daven his own musaf. The Ramah says, v'acha kach chozer ha-shat tzibur ha-tfilo kemo b'shat tfilos, and there also is chazar sa-shats after musaf like there is by other tfilos, by shachris and mincha. Says the Mishaburis of katan vav kol yochid, why would I think not that way? The low tema that one should not say, the whole dehu b'mikoma kravas ha-karban, since the tfilas musaf is in the place of the karban musaf, lo hutlo ha-mitzvah rak al ha-tzibur sheba'ir v'lo ha-yachid. So maybe one would say, the chiyuv, the mitzvah, is only placed on the tzibur of the city and not on the yachid. Kamash malon de lo amrin hachi. So comes the mechaber and tells us that we don't say this, that every individual is chayav to daven musaf. Now there is an interesting note over here, note number 9, lagabe noshim, whether women are chayav and davening musaf or not. Says note number 9, uleinyan chiyuv noshim bitfilas musaf. In terms of whether women are chayav to daven musaf, kosav leel sheladas hatzlach hin peturos. According to tzlach, women are pater. Uladas hamogin giborim hin chayavos. According to the mogin giborim, women are chayavos. Ubir hatzlach. The tzlach explains why they are pturos. Shatam hu kevan shetfilas musafi mitzvah asei shas mangrama. Lemaisa musaf, like every other tfilah, is a mitzvah asei shas grama. Ve'eno bakoshas tzroch of kishar tfilos. And it's not asking for your needs like other tfilos, which is why women are chayiv in other tfilos, according to some. But they're not going to be chayiv in musaf, because that's not bakoshas tzrochav. Tam nosa p'tura mil espal musaf kosa b'shalanjez Rekiv Eger. Rekiv Eger brings another reason why women are p'turos from davening musaf. And that is, kevan she tfilas musaf nitkena lezecher chiva karbonos. Since the tfilah of musaf was established as a remembrance of the karbonos, v'anoshim lo ishtatvu b'nesinas ha-shkolim liknos karbonos tzibur. We know that they used to collect the machzah shekel, and with that they bought the karbonos tzibur, and the women did not give the machzah shekel, therefore didn't have a chiluk in the karbonos, and therefore that's another reason Rav Kiveger says women are not chayav in musaf. V'gam l'deos shenoshim peturos mitfilas musaf, even according to these shitas that we're bringing down over here, that women are potter from davening musaf. Im hein rotzos lehispalel. If an isha wants to daven musaf, the tzlach writes, sheicholos lehispalel. They are, yes, allowed to daven. The afudasa shochanarich lekamon she'ein noshim mevarchos amisas seish asman grama. Even though the famous sheet of the mechaber, the Rambam, that women do not make a bracha when they are doing a mitzvah seish asman grama, didn't feel a shona when it comes to davening, even though they feel a tzlach, it's a mitzvah seish asman grama, that they are allowed to say, kevon she'einon omros bo v'tzivanu kumo b'shar brachos. The reason why the Mechaber says women can make a bracha on a mitzvah seishas mangrama is their potter. How are they saying asher kedishanam a mitzvah vitzivanu? How do they say we were commanded? They weren't commanded. But by davening musaf, you're not saying vitzivanu, and therefore he says that would be okay, even though they're pturos, if they want to daven musaf, they can. V'af b'shabbos v'yonto she'em misbalim behem tfilas nedava. And even on Shabbos and Yontif, where you can't have any voluntary tfilos, you can't have a nedava, the Torah is chayim writes, she'cholos lehispal tfilas musaf, a woman is allowed to daven musaf. Shekevan shekiblu aleim lehispalos. Since the Noshim accepted upon themselves daven musaf, nechsheves tfilosim ketfilas ha-noshim. Their tfilos I consider like the tfilah of the men. The ena tfilas nedava, it's not considered nedava, and therefore it's 100% fine. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, mutter litom kodem tfilas ha-musaf. And one is allowed to taste some food, we'll see details in a moment, before davening musaf. Tahainu, that means to say, achilas peros. You could eat fruit before musaf. Or afilu pas muat, or even a little bit of bread. Afilu te'ima shieshba kedei lisor halev. Even if it's a type of tasting that will satisfy the heart, that is also mutter before musaf. Aval su'uda asr. But it's asr to have a su'uda before musaf. Now we're going to see the details. And we'll try to keep in mind a kiddush that we have in shuls many times, or yeshivas, on Rosh Hashanah, before Tkios, which is before musaf. On Simchas Torah, many places have a major kiddush before musaf. So we'll see how that works into this. But the Mechaber says, you're allowed to taste something before musaf, which means achilas peros, or a little bit of bread, even a te'ima that has kedei lisad halei, but not a suda. So says the Mishabura in Sivkot and Zayin, achilas peros, v'afa gav de la'achar tfila shachris kfar nischaya b'kiddush. Now the Mechaber didn't address Kiddush. Zakta Mishavura, even though the halacha is that once you daven Shachris, now you have a chiyuv of Kiddush. V'osr lecho v'lishtos mikodem, and you're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush. V'ein Kiddush elo b'mekom suda. And we know, we just learned that halacha, you have to have Kiddush from mekom suda. So what are you talking about? How are you eating fruit? How are you eating fruit after Shachas of Oren Musaf? You have to have Kiddush, and you have to have Kiddush from mekom suda. So says the Mishabura, Yeshlomer didai kishe yishte kos yayin achara Kiddush. Like we saw earlier, it's enough to drink a cup of wine after Kiddush, meaning besides, for the Mekadesh, besides the Melolugmav that he must drink for the Kiddush, he must drink an extra Revius afterwards. Ve'gam zeu mikri suda. That's called Kiddush Magam Suda, Kanal Simon Reishan Gimel, like we learned in Reishan Gimel. Ve'achar kach yochal ha'peros. Then you can eat the fruit. So the first point the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're making Kiddush, again, if you're listening to Kiddush, all you have to have is a Revius, but if you're making Kiddush, lechatchila, you should have a Melolugmav for the Kiddush, plus an additional Revius, a Kiddush Magam Suda. And then you can go ahead and eat your fruit. Oh, k'she'ein lo yayin kol kach, if you don't have so much wine, yesh lismoch ala poskim desviru luhu, you can rely on the shitas that hold, that we learned earlier, didai k'she'yishte kol ha'kos yayin shal kiddush shemachzik revius. You could just drink the kos kiddush, one revius of yayin, that can count as your kiddush makam suda. De'uzeu mikri gamkin kiddush makam suda. That also is called makam suda. We learned earlier, ideally, if you want to be Yotze Kiddush Magam Suda with Yayin, you first have a Melugmav of Kiddush, and then you have an extra Revius. But there are some Shitas that say you could just have a Revius. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is bringing over here, those two Shitas. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Osei, he writes, Hainu b'Kiddush Shal Shachris. This discussion is talking about the Kiddush Shal Shachris. That's when you can rely on the poskim that say just the Revius is going to be enough. Ayin la'el b'reish, ayin gimel b'achronim, dahar b'svirlu ka'beis Yosef v'ramot v'bezem ekaim b'mekom suda. Many achronim go with the Beis Yosef and the Ramot that say that one revius is enough for mekom suda. U'b'shachris b'vada yochol lismoch alayu. And by shachris, by the morning kiddush, you for sure can rely on them. But we said earlier, if you remember that Friday night is very not pashut to rely on just drinking the wine, certainly not just drinking a revius of wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'ayitus of Katan Ches, pas muat, we said you could have fruit or a little bit of bread. Dahainu kabeitza. What does it mean, a little bit of bread? Here's a very important Mishnah Berurah, a very important Shaar Tzion, and a very important note. Pasmuat is a kabeitza of bread. Dekolzehu bichlal achilas arai. Up to a kabeitza of bread, including a kabeitza of bread, that's called an achilas arai. Vekol shekenim ocha minei targimah mechameshes aminim deshari. Certainly, if you're eating mizonos, that's going to be okay. Now, he doesn't mention how much mizonos you could have. It said pasmuat, dahainu kebeitza, dechozo b'chal chilas arai. Then he says, certainly if you eat minei tagim al chamishas aminim, it's going to be mutter. So look in the Shaar Tzion Ozayim, this one the achronim, v'sosmu, they are so same, they don't clarify, v'lo be'aru ad kama yikro b'zeh achilas arai. They don't explain, if you're having mizonos, how much is considered achilas arai. V'ayim b'simit tofrei shlamites l'gabe sukkah, mashak asavnu shom b'zeh, v'hu adin hacha. So we're going to look in the back of the Sefer at note number 14, which is on page 22 in the back, on the bottom. Shekosav Shom, we learned over there in Hilchos Sukkah, Le'inyan Chiyuv Achila Basukkah, Sheha'ochel Tavshil Ha'asui Mehei Minei Dagan, one who's eating a dish made out of the five grains, he's having macaroni. L'dasa Shulchan Aruch Tzarech Davka Sheyikba Sudasu Alzeh, to be Chayv in Sukkah, it has to be a Kviya Suda of noodles. Udas the Magen Avraham dino kapas. According to the Magen Avraham, has the same din of bread. She yoser mi kibetz chay besukkah. You can't eat till you have kviya suda. Once you have a kibetz, you're chay in sukkah. That's lagabe noodles, regular mizonos, not cake. Ul inya pasa baba kistim. When it comes to pasa baba kistim, which is most cakes, kosav. There we write shim ochel yoser mi kibetz chay besukkah. If you have more than a kibetz, you're chay in sukkah. So that would be saying over here that a kibetz is the shear. So if you skip one paragraph and look down, he says, "Umashin nohagim lahokel v'lasos kiddush v'esakneses b'simchas toyru v'kadoma." That which we're knowing to make a kiddush in shul asimchas toyru kodem tefilas musaf. V'lecho pasal b'kisin afilu b'yosim ishir kibetza. So he just said the shear is up to a kibetza. So how are people having a kiddush on simchas toyru before musaf, or for that matter on Rosh Hashanah before tkios and before musaf, and they're eating more? They're eating more than a kibetza. So Shlomo Zalman explains, She'ein lachsho shem yishkach lehispalel. The whole reason you're not supposed to be eating a large amount before musaf is you might get distracted, you might forget to daven. Says Shlomo Zalman, in this case, and Shlomo Zalman, we're not worried you'll forget to daven. Kevon Sheberabim, since you're with everyone, Yaskiru Echo Vasheni, everyone will remind each other, and therefore there's no chash, and therefore even more than kibetz will be okay. The host of Agono Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Shlomo Zalman adds on even more, a bigger kula. Sha'af Yechida Mahochim Lebesa Mesim Chasorum Mekachim Veochim Pasim Lekisin Yosim Mekabesa. What about the guys who are going home making kiddush and eating a lot over there? There's no one there to remind them necessarily to daven Musaf. So says Shlomo Zalman, that's also okay. Somchin Al Zeshek Eshiyes Man Kavua Letfila Mutter. So they're relying on the fact that as long as you have a Zman Kavua for your tefillah, it's going to be okay. The same way that we're allowed to eat supper tonight before Mariv. If we daven Mar at 10 o'clock, because if you have a Zman Kavu, you daven Mar at 10 o'clock every night, so you're allowed to eat, even though it's already a Zman of Kriya Shema and Zman of Tefillah, you have a set time. So here also, since it's a set time for Musaf that Tzibur is davening, even one who goes home and doesn't necessarily have someone to remind him, that would be grounds for eating more than a kibetza, which is normally the shear that you should eat up to before Musaf. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Katan Tes. The Mechaber ended off and said, even a Te'ima Sheishba Kedei Lister Halev is okay, but a Suda is Aser. Dahainu sha'ochel peros harbi. It means to say he's eating a lot of fruit. Da'achilas peros lo mikri keva. Eating a lot of fruit is not considered a keva, and that's okay. V'nira it appears, says the Chavetz Chaim, d'imchol ashliba, one whose heart is weak, yochol gam pas lechol ad she'tishashev daitu. He can eat as much bread as he needs before Musaf if he feels weak. Af shehu yoser mi kabeitza. Even though we said the shear is a kabeitza, but if he feels he needs more, he's too weak, so he's allowed to have as much as he needs, even more than a kabeitza. Kosav bel yiraba v'hu b'shar tshuva. Deim cholash libo. Again, if a person's heart is weak, the ain lo yayin, he doesn't have wine, v'lo shar dover l'kadesh shalav, and nothing else to make kiddush on it, rashai lecho peros, he's allowed to eat fruit, v'hu adimine targima mechamesh asmina mekirab mezonos, kodem musaf af b'li kiddush. If he doesn't feel strong enough, feels too weak, so even if he doesn't have anything to make kiddush on, he could eat fruit, he could eat from the chameshas haminim before a Musaf without kiddush, ava b'lav hochi ein lohakil. But if not for that, if not for him feeling weak, one should not be lenient, then one should not eat anything before a Musaf until he has kiddush, a proper kiddush, like we discussed before, and he eats again the shiurim that we mentioned before. We'll stop here and continue with Sivdalat and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.